Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are brought to you by the Nanosoma products. Let me show you one at a time. I'll go from least desirable, which is still very desirable, skin cream, erases fine lines and wrinkles. Right? Hold on. Number two, when I needed to up my game in the gym to get back to what I had lost from being real sick last year. The Metasomer gel, it's called Nanosoma gel now. Okay, this is fantastic. Put it in your finger, rub it on your joint, wherever you're hurting. And I'm telling you, in a couple of weeks, you're not going to feel it. My legs still hurt from a leg workout 2 nights ago, but my joints are fine. Before, my knee would have gone like this. It's because of the pluripotent stem cells it creates. And then the Nanosoma spray. And this is what I really feel I owe my life to. Predicted strip lung linings from serious RSV. You're going to be on oxygen. Your life's going to be diminished. You're not coming back. You're too old. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm doing more now than I've done in 25 years. These three products form the three pack, the starter pack, if you will. And these products are 15% off, limited time only. Go to I Want My Health Back. Love the name. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. I want my healthback.com/Dave Hodges. I promise you, and I think I've built a pretty good base of integrity through the years. I'm making no, well, I think my revenue is at 12 cents. Okay. But I am going to talk to you about an opportunity and what's coming. But first, let me start with the reason why this opportunity is coming. Okay, and like I said, I'm making no money regardless of you do anything or not, but I want to make you aware, even if you don't do anything. I am frustrated by the mainstream media. So are you. And their numbers have imploded. Do you want to hear what the latest numbers are? Fox News, first quarter, January, February, March. 1 million for 3 months. That's an average of 333,000 and a little change per month. I more than double that on YouTube. And I'm just getting started again on YouTube. I'm just starting to build my numbers again. And I double that every month. My podcast, I'm not bragging, folks. I'm just saying this is a matter of comparison. I'm going to tell you what's happening. My podcast, top 0.5% in the world. 3.5 million podcasts internationally rated. Okay. I'm not making this up. My website gets more in 1 month than Fox News does in 3 months. Then I got the TV show that we're really starting to push now. We're really getting into this earnestly. I don't know where it's going to end up, but I guarantee it's going to be more than what Fox News is doing. But I just given you the good news for the mainstream media news. Let's go next. CNN. Just over 300,000. 100,000 a month? What? These are the new ratings sent to me today. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? I cannot believe this. And MSNBC is even lower. Surprise, surprise. Jen Psaki, when did Joe Biden start to decline? And that's why people aren't watching you because of your answer. The ages 25 to 54. Let me go through this demographic with you. Fox News, 350,000 over 3 months. That's about 110,000 a month. For 25 to 54. The only ones watching cable news now are pretty much over 60, 65. They're dead in the water. People are going online, but the problem is it's not comprehensive. Fox, ABC, NBC, all the BCs and all the BSers, they have the right approach. National show. And then you have your local affiliates. It's a good model. And it worked for decades. It ain't working now because people are going online. But that same model can work online, and it's not being done by anybody. I'm going to show you something here that I think you're going to be shocked at. This is something coming our way. Let me take this down here and I'll do this again. But this is absolutely phenomenal, people. And you are not going to believe this. I'm in awe of the success. It's an entity called Your News. And in part, they're using the old network from national, regional, local, but they're detailing it even more down to the zip code. Now, hear me out on what's happening here. This is what's going to replace what you're seeing now on cable, and cable's done. And I don't mean cable, I'm talking satellite, dish, direct. They're on their way out too, and they know it. And they deserve it because they've been so exploitive over the years. But we have yournews.com. Then you can put in your area and see the stories for your area. Now, my area, right in this area here, I live in unincorporated Maricopa County. That's the nearest. It's not even a town or a city, but it's a mailbox, post office, and a couple of stores, and that's it. And that's 10 miles away from me. But we're very rural. At least we used to be really rural. Okay, so they have the national stories. I get featured in here. I've been writing for them. And then they come down to here and they start having local stories. Pretty cool, isn't it? Arizona Department of Agriculture employee arrested for alleged human smuggling, sparking political fallout for Governor Hobbs. Right, let me explain how they're going to organize this. First of all, most of your reporters are now out of business. Saw what happened, the calamity with Fox News, Tucker, bye-bye. They're with their meal ticket. They haven't recovered, and they're not going to. CNN had their purge. MSNBC had their purge. And they ain't coming back. And the local news is doing the same thing because everyone's going online like this. And you can go on here, and you can see. You can see what's going on locally. You can see nationally. And you can click these different aspects here, world, multimedia, so forth. Let me explain a couple things to you. LinkedIn has 250,000 journalists on it. There are about 300,000 unemployed journalists. They're all going to be going to work for this organization. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I'm not kidding. Zip code. You could have a couple reporters in my zip code. My former zip code, Glendale 85308. 80210. Colorado, where I used to live. You have your own zip code. Then you have your state. Then you have your county. You have your county in there. And then you have the national stories. This is the wave of the future. It's the network model in much more detail. It's exciting, and they're staffing it with professional journalists. And I'm not at liberty to say who they're bringing on, but they are household names. And we are months away from having major people join this organization. I have agreed to join this organization because I see this is the future, and there's no competition. Now, there's an investment opportunity here, and I'm not making any money by telling you this. But I'd be remiss if I didn't give you the opportunity. If you go to the bottom of the page here, you'll see over here, invest. Okay? And also, you can be a citizen journalist. You can write on your local city council meeting. You can do the high school soccer game in your area. I mean, this is how detailed it can get, but it's also national because a lot of my stuff is now going up there on your news. So here's the deal. You click on the invest button. And can you imagine how much this is going to be worth? Imagine if you'd have got into IBM very early on. This is your investment page. And they use issuanceexpress.com, highly respected. And you go here and you choose what you want to do. And it's all click and just follow the data. Okay. Now, they're putting a deadline on this initially, and they may do another offering, but right now, the deadline is May 31st. You want to get into this? This is the wave of the future. And I can mention a couple of people that are in because I've talked about it publicly. Sarah Westall's in. Doug Thornton's going to be in. Paul Preston's going to be in. So people in my circle see the value in this. In fact, a lot of you've heard me talk about this. Some Salem radio hosts, Salem Radio Network, pretty big network, right? They are expanding on a separate venture called Sovereign Radio. I'm on the board of Sovereign Radio, and we are in the process now of expanding our radio shows and our podcasts. And we have someone that we've hired to do that. Scotty Sachs, I would say, is our kind of informal leader on the board. And you've heard me interview Scotty, Salem radio host, former Hollywood producer, had to leave because of all the stuff that goes on. Well, we're folding a lot of our interest into this venture. This is how much we believe in it. And we're going to do fine anyway by going out and soliciting extra stations to take us on, more websites to carry our work. And we've looked at this and said, we got to do this. I told Scotty, I said, by the way, Sarah told me about this. And Sarah's also part of our Sovereign Radio group. And Scotty said, I want to know more. And I told him, he goes, I'm in. He goes, we're in, Dave. We got to do this. This is going to be huge. This is the next big thing. Every zip code, they're going to bring on between 3,000 to 5,000 reporters before the end of this year, just this year alone. This is going to be so big that before the midterms, top politicians who are running for election will be calling us to come on our shows. I've already got one who wants to come on. And no, I put that out when he agrees to come on and we nail down a date. Now you know now is it's a male. Okay. But nonetheless, it's going to get interesting. It's going to get really interesting. This is great. Now, if you invest, great. If you don't, no skin off my back. I'd be stupid and doing you a disservice if I didn't tell you there's an investment opportunity here and a ground floor opportunity that's going to go just go bonkers. But I want you to know about this whole situation. And this venture is going to be the overarching news. And by the way, read my lips, no censorship. And it doesn't compete with social media. In fact, I think it's actually complementary to social media, but it does very much compete with network news. And it's the next big thing. And I'm warning you, this ain't going away. This is huge. And everyone I talk to, and I talk to them about this idea, they go, this is great. And I'm in the process now of approaching many of my high profile friends that have places in media and saying, hey, come on in. I'm going to do this. Let's turn the news around and have people watch us, honesty and integrity. And you saw the titles of the articles and videos that were up there, right? Sounds like us, doesn't it? Well, it is. And that's what it's going to be. And the dinosaur media is going to go the way of the dinosaurs. And many of their good journalists will very likely be joining us. And I know there's some talks underway, and that's all I can say at this point. But I want you to be a part of this in terms of following it. Become a reporter. You don't have to invest anything. It's absolutely free. At the bottom of the page, you see it's become a reporter. Okay, for and you can just put, hey, the local news story. We had a poker game at Sam's house. Benny walked away with $25. Don't tell the IRS. Okay, something. I mean, you can do whatever you want. And this is where the news is going to be. And thank goodness we're freed from the tyranny of control. And there's real journalists coming on. And if you understood how big this would be, you'd be on this tomorrow. Go tomorrow. And they're just getting started. This is in the infancy. But I think it's going to explode very, very quickly. And I want to make everyone aware of it. I'm going to be as big a part of this as they'll let me. And I hope that you'll become part of it too. I am having the owner and founder on, great guy named Sam. Used to do hedge funds, brilliant. Brilliant guy. And by the way, why did I bring up the investment thing to you? Because Sam does not want a $5 million investor. He says, Dave, I could get it. I know the people. I don't even want a $1 million investor. He said, I want people who invest 200, 500, 1,000, 5,000, maybe 10,000. He said, I want those people because I won't be beholden to them. Someone comes in with 5 million, they own me. That's what happens on the networks. They're owned. And that's why certain things don't get covered, because they're owned. No one's going to be owned on this network. Yournews.com is where you want to go. And I'm telling you, it's the next big thing. And I'm warning you too, the Sovereign Radio, it's growing, but you're also going to find us on Your News. What does that tell you? And we've been working on the Sovereign Radio now for over a year. And we've had some pretty good results with it, but we're going to get a lot more. I love it. I'm so excited that average Americans can get unfiltered news right down to their zip code. What a great idea. Deeply indebted to the people that thought of this, Sam. You're a genius. And I'm interviewing Sam on Friday. That will air on our podcast and all those services. That'll air on Monday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And let me just take a second and tell you about our podcasts. They're really doing well, and they're available wherever you can find a podcast. That's right. We're on Spotify. That's the biggest. We're on the distribution center. We're number two on distribution in terms of what goes to all the podcasts. We're ranked in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world. And that's because we got people that are hungry for the truth, and we do our best here to bring you guests. I try to do investigative work to bring you the truth, to try to make all of our lives better. But I would encourage you to go find our podcasts and make it part of your daily routine. We publish occasional weekends, not often, but we do Monday through Friday religiously without fail. And we're on all the major podcasts, like I said. Also, too, we are on two major radio networks, Globalstar Radio Networks, on about 30 stations here in America and about equivalent number over in Europe. And of course, Red State Talk Radio permeates through the West, primarily centering on California stations. And I'm proud to share a lot of good people over there, but Paul Preston got me on Red State. And thanks again to Paul. He's having a constitutional convention coming up, by the way, a little news item here. The constitutional convention is about California becoming having a 51st state and bifurcating into two parts. And most of the counties, guess where they go? To the new state. They don't want anything to do with the corruption that's going on with Governor Newsom. And there are rumblings Newsom's going to be under federal investigation before long. Another story, another time, need to gather more data, but the rumblings are strong. In fact, Paul and I spoke on the phone last night about that very thing. And we both think it's going to happen. Okay. And there ain't nothing that a federal judge, district judge, who was appointed by Obama and Biden can do anything about that whatsoever. So that's pretty cool stuff that's going on. And Paul's having a convention the end of June. I'm going to be covering it as a member of the media. And he'll have high profile guests. I'll be releasing that data when they're going to have that. And another news item here very quickly before we launch into this presentation is I'll be appearing at Hear the Watchman. And you can go to hearthewatchman.com to find out more. But it's in August, and I'll be presenting there. Dedicated Christians furthering the faith and sharing information that people can take away and help them, well, help their walk with the Lord be a little more efficient, convenient, and knowledgeable. And Mike and Jeannie just do a great job with that conference. I've been honored to speak at it. I think this will be my fourth time that I've spoken at, and I never turn down an invitation. I clear my calendar because it's probably the most important thing I do professionally in the entire year. Now, having said all that, we do have a great sponsor for you, and I just wanted to share with you some products that can improve your life. And we're looking at Body Align, and Body Align has four products, two of which I use, two that I don't need yet. Knock on wood, right? Thank you very much. But they're frequency based. And I've told you, interventions in health are moving increasingly towards frequency, which are much more effective and they don't carry side effects. EMF defense from your phone, RFK Jr. Talked about this factor the other day. It's huge. I don't want to die of glioblastoma, do you? Of course not. So this is something you're going to take advantage of. An energy wellness band gives you energy. It's frequency based, no side effects whatsoever. Take it off when you go to bed at night because it might wake you up, but it does give you good energy. And then, of course, they have the pain relief patch, the sleep patch. Two things, knock on wood, I don't really need at this time. And also, if you go to the lower left-hand corner, there's a spin to win deal. You click it on and then you spin the wheel and you'll see what discount you get. I'm averaging about 15% when I do this. It's about 15%. In fact, I don't know if this will show up here on screen. Oh, it says I won 15% off. There you go. But it's between 5 and 20%. They have all kinds of sales here and the products are reasonably priced and they're effective. So I'd encourage you to take a look at them. Go to bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. That's bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Ilhan Omar, representative in Congress, and she is going to say something here that I think should get her impeached from office. It's prejudicial, it's a violation of her constitutional oath. And if you followed us for any length of time, you know we don't tolerate any form of prejudice against anybody. And I don't care what they are. Everyone has the right to be everything from transgender and transitioning to African American to white to Hispanic, Buddhist, Jewish religions. Everyone is protected equally under our law and should be. This is why I have a problem with Harvard and some of the other Ivy League schools for the prejudice they let exist against Jewish people, Jewish students who have nothing to do with anything around the world other than furthering their education. And this is something that we don't tolerate here at the Common Sense Show, prejudice in any form. And we've called it out in many forms. And here's a member of Congress calling for active prejudicial action by the government against a particular race. What race? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's whatever race she's calling out. Race cannot be a consideration for governmental action that could end up being legal or punitive. Let's listen to what she has to say.
A lot of conservatives in particular would say that the rise in Islamophobia is a result not of hate, but of fear, a legitimate fear, they say, of quote unquote jihadist terrorism, whether it's Fort Hood or San Bernardino or the recent truck attack in New York. What do you say to them?
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because.
I could stop this right here. I'm not going to. But I could, because she just convicted herself. And the interviewer is saying things I don't agree with. There are people of Islamic faith who pose no threat to anybody. And that would be the majority of people. That would be over 90% of any group contains normal people that just want to be left alone and live their lives. Are there terrorist groups? Yeah. Yeah. TDA has been declared a terrorist group. MS-13. Hamas, Hezbollah, and they have earned their stripes for those designations. And there are terrorist groups around the world that have nothing to do with ethnicity, geographic location, has to do with their actions as a solidified group. Would anyone argue that ISIS has not been a problem? Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't go into graphic detail, but they've proven themselves publicly. And she is saying right here, okay, first of all, leading question by the interviewer. Islamophobia. Okay, well, that doesn't exist here on this show. And there are always going to be prejudicial people towards one group or another. Okay, but it is not a national trait in this country. I reject that assertion behind the question. But she just said we have more to fear from white men. Let's continue.
As they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. And so if fear was.
The FBI doesn't bear out those statistics, and I'm not going to bore you with it. But white people as a class and category are neither the number one perpetrators of violent crime or the recipients of violent crime. And to get into detail doesn't matter, but this is a fraudulent statement of FBI statistics that, as a member of Congress, she has the ability to obtain.
The driving force of policies to keep America safe, Americans safe inside of this country, we should be profiling, monitoring.
Okay, I want you to hear those words. Profiling. Okay. When I think of profile, my undergraduate degree, one of them was in history. You know what comes to my mind when we talk about profiling? How about the yellow star? Exactly. That's profiling. Monitoring. Unwarranted surveillance. And see, this is the evil behind the Patriot Act that allows such a thing to happen. The Patriot Act should be declared unconstitutional and thrown out. It doesn't make the country safer, but it makes people within the country less safe because of unwarranted, unjustified monitoring by the government. She's saying we need to profile white men and monitor white men. Wow. I don't care if it's white, substitute another race or religion or sexual preference or lifestyle. I don't care what you put in there. This is illegal. And you got a member of Congress advocating for illegal action of prejudice in this country.
And creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
Fight the radicalization of white men. I'm not even sure how you do that. I'm a white male. I don't know that I've been radicalized. I'm wearing an American shirt. I love my country. I don't like some of the things my country does, but I love my country. Does that mean I'm radicalized? I voted for Donald Trump because I want to have our economy survive, and I don't want to be embroiled in the world war as we were rushing headlong into. Yeah, world war on multiple fronts, and we were headed in that direction. I wanted the Constitution reestablished as the supreme law of the land, and we were increasingly losing our rights under the last administration. Does that mean I'm radicalized because I want our government to follow the rules? And I'm a white male. But I'm also calling for the protection of people from her background. There should be no prejudice against people because of their background. There should be legal prejudice for illegal actions of people, regardless of their background. And that's how our justice system is supposed to work. And she wants to bastardize it. Who would she put in charge of this? Well, the FBI did some of this. They radicalized parents who went to school board meetings to express their views. Or if you're in Surprise, Arizona, you heard a woman go in and call people out for economic problems in the city. And the police hauled her out and arrested her. Amazing. It's just amazing. By the way, when you live in glass houses like Ilhan Omar does, you should not throw stones, as the old saying goes. And why am I saying that? Look into the background of her immigration and her brother's immigration into the country. And I believe this is actionable, or at least should be investigated for the purpose of taking legal action. This is scary stuff, people, because anyone can be declared an enemy of the state. Let's back up from white people. Why don't we just put in Christians? Or why don't we put in GOP? I think you get my point. We can't have members of Congress who are so radicalized in their views that they're calling for unwarranted prejudicial legal action against people solely based on race. So just, it's absolutely incredible. And I would ask this person to exercise some common sense, and here's why. You have a Hispanic male marry a Muslim female, Islamic female. What are the children? You have a white male who marries the same kind of person from the same background. What are the children? Do we surveil them 50% of the time? Do you see how ridiculous this gets right away on its face? This is a woman who campaigns on hate. And I can't believe that the people in her district buy into this crap. Because what's that old saying, right? From the Neumüller soliloquy? All these people, the authorities came for them, and I said nothing. And when they came for me, there was no one left to speak. That's the rhetoric she is spewing. She needs to be investigated for these statements of proposing illegal governmental action against citizens. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. May we find our common sense and stand up for each other's rights. Show me the money. Yeah. Remember that term? Remember? Remember the movie? Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise. Good movie. I enjoyed it. It was entertaining, and there was some truth in that movie, too. But nonetheless, we're going to show you the money or show you where the money isn't, where we know it's at. And we're going to talk about what's truly behind this. And I can't do it in one presentation. I want to start at the top and talk about the bank that controls all the other central banks and the unique features of this bank. And then we'll work forward from there. As I promised yesterday, we were going to look more at corruption in government. This is part of that process. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are brought to you by Noble Gold. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you right now, if you trust the banks implicitly with everything that you have financially, I'm sorry, you're being foolish. You are truly being foolish. We put Noble Gold right before you. Let me just focus on one aspect. Do you have a retirement? Okay, if it's not associated with the bank, you don't have to pay attention to this. But for a lot of you, with your 401ks and your IRAs and so forth, it is. And the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, which people are now starting to talk about all after all the years I have talked about this. I've been talking about this since 2011. The law passed in 2010, and I've been talking about this for 14 years. In virtually every time I talk about Noble Gold, I mention this because the banks, can steal your money. It's not theft under the law, even though the law is wholly unconstitutional. They say that when you put the money into the bank, you're somehow gifting it, and you become the unsecured creditor. That means retirements could be gone in a bank of distress. Does it sound like 1929? Well, I grew up hearing about this. Mom's side of the family, as you heard me say, right, when she was a toddler, went from riches to rags. They're part of the Ford clan. Only Henry didn't let in cousins on what was going to happen. And the bank holiday came, and the rest is history. And their real estate and banking investments were down the tube. Do you want to get caught like that? Okay, well, I think you need to look for an alternative. Now, the first thing that Noble Gold can do is put your retirement under your control and back it with gold and or silver. That's an appreciating asset. And the banks can't touch it. Sound like a solution? This is only one aspect of what Noble Gold can do. They have investment opportunities. They can protect your savings account. I think maybe you should have a discussion with them. And they are trained not to push you to close a deal. They'll explain everything, ask if you have more questions, and then you have to pursue the closing of the deal. When I call in, like if I want to get some silver rounds, I ask for my representative, Hope, and I just say, "This is what I want to do, Hope." Okay. And she's worked with me enough that I don't need all the stuff unless I have specific questions for her. And she's always ready with the answers. It's the best organization I've ever worked with. I've been a customer in many deals for over 7.5 years, been an advertiser for 8.5. So I can give this warning in good faith. The FTC wants me to warn you, anytime you deal on money, well, there's a risk and there's no guarantees. We agree. They should expand that warning to using the banks because of the Dodd-Frank law. I'm hoping you're taking this seriously. You have a choice who houses your retirement. You think the economy is going to get better or worse before it gets better? Exactly. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, or go to DaveHodgesGold.com. Put in your email, I'll send you out a information packet with Noble Gold's number on it. But I would recommend calling them right away. We don't know when the slide is going to come. It can happen like this. The banks can pull the plug anytime they want, and the Trump administration has limited options. I would move quickly. Okay, I promised you we would take a look at some things. We have initially, what was it out of the Pentagon? It was 2.3 trillion when Rumsfeld threw up his hands a few days before the 9/11 tragedy took place. To give you a time frame here, so we're talking 24 years ago almost. And he threw up his hands and goes, there's 2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon, and we don't know where it's at. The Pentagon has failed its last six audits. But see, they're not alone. Big business, the banks, 24 federal agencies, and 150 federal entities are immune to review. Well, at least they were until Donald Trump took over and initiated DOGE. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, let's start at the top. You have the Federal Reserve. I have my opinions of the Federal Reserve. I don't trust them. I don't think it's legal. It's not constitutional. And they act unethically. And they have debased the dollar from a dollar and 100 in 12 years ago to where it's worth 3 cents today, less than 3 cents. And they charge a usury fee every time they print the dollar. That's not their job. The Constitution clearly says that Congress shall coin money, not the Federal Reserve or private little banker groups that don't answer to anybody, don't have to open their books. Now, I am going somewhere with this. The Bank of International Settlement sets the tone for this kind of behavior. Located in Europe, they have their own sovereignty, their own laws, their own security, their own enforcement agents, and they're not subject to any law other than what they say the law is at that time. It's kind of like the Vatican. And I'm not besmirching the Vatican. I'm just saying they make up their own rules and they're not answerable to anybody. They might be located inside of Italy, but they are totally a sovereign state. So is the Bank of International Settlement. And we don't think of it that way because it's a financial institution, but they set the tone for the way the rest of the central banks operate. And I'm going to tell you something that I learned about. At the time that Justice Kavanaugh was being grilled for his drinking and extracurricular activities, if you know what I mean. And I'm not passing judgment on that. I wasn't there. I don't know. And quite frankly, I don't care. I cared about what happened when that distraction was going on. I am one of, I think, about six people that is going to tell you this story or has told you this story, the most prominent of which is Catherine Austin Fitz, former Assistant Secretary of HUD. And I agree with what she said and what I learned. And I had business experiences back in the 90s that showed me how the system worked. And the stuff that was used to put together the European Union, controlled by the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, much of it was totally lawless. Totally. In fact, downright criminal and evil criminality to every crime you can imagine. I saw it with my own eyes. And what Fitz identified here is something I didn't know at the time, but I learned after the fact. Congress and the Senate, and basically the whole federal government, the uniparty structure, came up with something. I want to make sure I read this term correctly here. The Federal Accounting Standard Advisory Board Statement 56. Here's an excerpt. dot, 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 don't have to obey the Constitution with regard to financial budgeting and disclosure regulations. Oh, you do. Your business does. Like, I just did a Noble Gold commercial. We have to give full disclosure. And I don't mind doing that. When I do something on social media, I have to click the tab that I'm representing somebody in this, and it's basically an advertisement. I think that's fine. I think the public has a right to know that. But the federal government doesn't have a right to avoid that. But the problem is this. This gets applied to the Federal Reserve that in turn transfers this immunity, which can shield terribly unethical and criminal behavior. It can shield it from public awareness. All we know is we get a balance sheet at the end of the day that tells us the Pentagon has failed its last six audits. Now, I read it was $2.3 trillion. That's crap. That was back in 2001. It's much bigger than that now. A Michigan State professor actually studied this, and he said it's about $23 trillion. Do you understand if that money was returned, that's two-thirds of the national debt, that we could make a huge dent in this? This is how it's harming America, and a lot of our taxpayer money goes to fund this nonsense. But it gets worse. The banks and the top corporations that have federal contracts, they're under this umbrella of non-disclosure and effectively legal immunity. That includes NGOs, like the ones that have funded certain activities that Trump is trying to undo. Now, let me set all this aside. Now you're ready for the punchline. Why DOGE? Why? And why Elon Musk? I'm going to make a value judgment here, okay? Why Elon Musk? Elon Musk, top electric car producer in the world, okay? That should stand as a champion for people who want to combat climate change. Except for the manufacturing, which can be significant in its pollution effects, the operation of an electric motor vehicle, well, no harm, no foul. He should have been championed as the hero of the world for looking to transform transportation from gas-guzzling to electric. In fact, Kamala Harris made the declaration as vice president, and then later when she was running for president, that by 2030, there will be no gas-guzzling cars and only be electric. And she tried to get the Army, as her being the czar of this activity, on behalf of the president's council. And I'll explain that later in presentation today. I didn't say the president. I said the president's council. And she was basically designed to promote this. There started to be world and global meetings about climate change, technology, electric cars, other things. And Elon Musk was left out of these meetings. And the reason he was left out of these meetings, according to many, was because he wasn't totally on board with all aspects of things like DEI. He was completely on board with cleaning up transportation. But some of the ancillary issues, they looked at him with a question mark and they excluded him. So this is one pissed off man. And he says, you know, I can't even tell my story anywhere. So he went and he bought Twitter, turned it into X that we know today. And basically, for the most part, it's a free speech platform. And his story got told. He's pissed off at the globalists at the highest level. And they're mad at him. So why did Trump pick him? I think it's obvious. Let's look into the corruption of people that you rubbed elbows with. The misuse of American taxpayer money. Funding things that aren't in our national security interest, but favor a social agenda. So let's bring him in because he is going to be highly motivated and he'll go out and recruit highly motivated people. Why did Vivek Ramaswamy be shown the door so quickly after being announced as his partner? Because he didn't share the same passion because he's one of them. Notice I haven't come out and supporting his gubernatorial race in Ohio. I'm not going to because I feel I know what he is. In fact, I've exposed him before. So we had Doge. And Doge is taking on this unaccountability of this agreement that went on with the government. And I think they made a decision. This is just my observation that the government could not handle finance in the regular term. I agree with that. They can't because the system is based on debt. And it goes back to a donor class and make work projects. Some are needed, some are not, some are a boondoggle. And you have to have debt to have this. This is why we went off the gold standard initially under Roosevelt and completed the deal under Nixon for the same reasons. Print money, spend it on your friends, they get you back in office, and everything is wonderful. Well, that's what we're looking at here. And Doge is the epitome of this. They're looking at the other side. And they're saying you are accountable to federal regulations. You're not above the law. You are accountable for your transactions, not just business-wise and in the corporate world, but individually, both civilly and criminally. And this is why Doge is so feared and attacked. You see, I had trouble believing when I started looking into this and then drawing on my own experience to make sense of it, looking at current events, listening to people like Catherine Austin Fitz. I had trouble understanding why would anyone object to making an element of the U.S. government accountable to the people and make sure the taxpayer money was being spent for what it was supposed to be spent on. Instead of some wild goose project that has nothing to do with national defense, individual safety and security, the betterment of the country, the American taxpayer. And there was sometimes some funny business going on with this. Why would anyone object to stopping this and making sure the money is spent in ways that are commonly accepted? Well, nobody should, unless they're a part of the problem. So you've got the media calling Trump and Elon Musk, what are they calling them? Nazis. They're not making up the rules, folks. The Nazis made up their own rules and basically trashed the German Constitution and the leader of the German government at the time that Hitler came into power. That's not even an appropriate and historically accurate comparison. You're looking at people are saying, we're going to enforce the rule of law. We don't care what you agreed to in the Kavanaugh nominations of 2016, 2017. We don't care. That doesn't matter to us. We're making sure that the money is being spent in the right way. And this extends into the criminality they're trying to apply to the Trump administration with the deportation of criminal aliens, which is really kind of a sidebar topic that I'm not going to get into here, but I'm saying it's the same mentality all the way through. Hey, we're the government and we decided we could do whatever we wanted. And when we started these things, we get to complete these things, and you can't come along and say you must follow the law. That's what's going on today. That's the battle. This is the battle. And you got district court judges that belong to things like the American Inn of Court. And they all have their little meetings. And isn't it interesting that the federal judges who have come out against Trump's policies, both with Doge and in other areas, are members of this group? In fact, we talked about Alex Wong being shown the door as the deputy director of the National Security Council. He got shown the door. And interestingly, his wife is a member of that same organization. I could go on and on and on with this. We have a fundamental battle for the United States, and many people in Congress and the Senate are not on your side. They're on the side of lawlessness. We're above the law. And let me tell you how they cemented this. What's the oldest way to cement a deal? With money. And what came out of this? Congress has the right to engage in insider trading. If you know that something's going to happen with stock because you have some involvement, can you invest in it? If it gets found out, you're going to prison. Can you tell other people? Same penalty. But Congress, like Nancy Pelosi, who's enriched herself with hundreds of millions of dollars with this practice, it's legal for them and that keeps them in check. And they get to vote on their own pay raises, covering their own health care. And you wonder why I come on here frequently and say we need term limits and we need to take corporate donations out of politics. Plain and simple. I mean, is this hard to understand? And I'm going to tell you, I saw the same thing in Europe in the 90s with the beginning of the formation of the European Union. It was the Bank of International Settlement basically declaring themselves to be above any nation's laws or regulations, both national and international. That includes the UN, the IMF, or anything. They are above all that. And they set the tone for the central banks throughout the world. And you will be on the debt system or else. The next thing that's up for these people, because the system is collapsing, is to do central bank digital currency and enslave the holdings of everything that someone owns by digitizing and tagging every possession, including the money you make. And the money you make is the precedent set in Dodd-Frank 2010. Can be reallocated to anywhere. And this is something they talk about openly at the World Economic Forum meetings. This is on their website. They talk about redirecting people's capital, wealth into areas of need for a country or an industry. So, in other words, let's say Walmart were to fall into financial distress, just for the sake of argument. A centralized authority where everything that you have financially is digitized, some of your money's taken and it's put towards that entity in Walmart. Now, I'm just saying that this is a hypothetical example. I'm not saying Walmart's in trouble. But what I'm saying is that gives them the power to do that. This idea was born at the Bank of International Settlements. And they're enforcing this throughout the world. And some countries are much farther along in this than we are. Because we have some resistance to this. This is pretty scary stuff. And this is a new financial system. And basically, I would categorize it like this. What's yours is not yours. Their attitude is what's mine is mine. And what's yours is also mine. This is what this comes down to. A nation above the laws. And here you have the assistant director of HUD basically getting into the same general areas that I am. I just brought in my experience when I saw the European Union being created and the financial calamities they were imposing on banks to make them capitulate their currency to the euro. And that was a mess. That was a real mess. And President Trump is fighting against this with Doge. It's that simple. It's that simple. No one should object to uncovering corruption. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Sign up for our newsletter where you get updated on everything we do in the previous 24-hour period. 50,000 people plus are engaged in this, and it's just one-stop shopping, saves you a lot of time. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, put in your email address on the newsletter link. And you'll get yours as early as today if you act now.